Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Record on this nonsense.
All right. So welcome in, everybody. Hold on. Welcome in, everybody.
Welcome to TDN Fantasy Podcast, the TDN Daily Podcast, Fantasy Podcast.
This is not going to be my show for tomorrow. I'm going to do an actual show.
The Joe Rogan Show. Welcome in. And so they're doing doubleheaders on week two and three, but not week one.
For Monday Night Football? Do you mind Do you mind sharing the link that you have for Monday Night Football so that I can see it? That'd be great.
I'm just looking at Schefter's tweet.
So Schefter tweeted.
He's got a big giant graphic. I know there's other stuff, but I just want to get right into this because it's Schefter and it's Monday Night Football.
Well, the nationally televised games are probably the easiest thing for us to go through, right?
But normally we've gotten used to doubleheader week one, right? We have the Monday Night Football and then the the Pacific / Mountain Time Zone game two, right? It's just solely Josh Allen versus Aaron Rodgers on Monday night in week one. And then they have two games in week two.
Yep.
Two games in week three.
Yep.
Two games in week 11. And two games in week 18.
Which are to be determined. And remember,
week 18, 12. I'm assuming, is that what's January? Besides, this date is, hold on.
January 6th is Saturday?
Saturday, right?
Okay.
That makes more sense. Yeah. It's doing a doubleheader because you don't do a Monday Night Football week 18.
Thursday night games look better. I never thought I would hear the words uttered that the Thursday night games look better, but we'll get into that schedule for a second. Jamie, can I share an immediate thought that I had from all of the leaks this morning and then we can get into this Monday night schedule? My early takeaway from the schedule release so far is there appears to be a concerted effort to lean into getting more teams into the national televised rotation. Like, there's look at week two. Bryce Young's home debut for the, what we expect to be Bryce Young's home debut for the Panthers in week two against the Saints.
Do we know what the Panthers' schedule is right now?
No, we know they play week two,
I'm sure they play week two. They play a lot of other games.
They play on Monday Night Football. So the point I'm making here is there appears to be a concerted effort to get different teams into the mix.
All right, so they've been rumored to play at Atlanta in week one.
So then that would be their home opener.
That was the rumor. So yes, this would be. It's interesting. Like, I kind of like some of the different combinations because I think you're starting to see like Rams Bengals. That's not a combination you don't normally see.
That game's going to be
cross conference. Yeah, but it's still fun. Like Cowboys Chargers. Like I love a lot of the interconference matchups that they're putting. You know, Raiders Lions.
Cowboys Chargers. It's the ultimate prospects and props game.
Yes.
For us, that's amazing. That's
NFC
our game.
Cowboys versus the AFC Cowboys.
That's our game. That is our game. October 16th, Week 6. I have a question for you, Jamie. Give me the most likely game that is currently on the Monday Night Football schedule that is going to be flexed out of its spot.
Ooh, that's a great call. Packers Raiders.
So that would be impossible because they can't flex Monday night games in week 5. They have to start flexing games in week 12. So from week 12
they're not going earlier this year?
No, it is only week 12 is when they're able to do the flexing, which is dumb. Which is dumb, by the way.
They should just start that new thing this year.
No, they should just flex all the weeks, but they're not. It only is in week 12.
I mean, they should probably just flex the week 12 game, let's be honest.
Bears Vikings.
Yeah.
Okay. Packers Giants might be brutal.
It might be, but do they want to flex out the New York market? Because we have to remember some of this is about ratings and stuff too. Do you want to flex out the New York market? So,
well, that's going to be the second game, right? That's going to be the late game. What are they doing here?
Well, that is a ABC exclusive.
Yes, thank you.
According to, guys, I'm not a graphic designer.
Yep. We also can't see your phone based on that.
Don't put dark red text on a black background and expect in small font and expect us to read it. But it is an ABC exclusive. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 ABC exclusives and an ESPN Plus exclusive. So wait a second, Chris. If I'm reading this right,
yes.
Is week 4's Monday Night Football only on ESPN Plus?
No, because you incorrectly read the graphic. Look again. Let's see how long it takes Jamie to figure out what it is.
Oh, October 1, October 2. Well, I hate that they do this. This is the Monday Night Football schedule, and then they put two different dates because one of them is not Monday night.
The Falcons, that Falcons-Jags game is the London game. That's on ESPN Plus. Like last year, remember when they had that ESPN Plus London game?
Well, they should put London on it.
Well, you know,
this is a stupid graphic.
You're so out on this graphic. You're so done.
This graphic sucks.
Oh man, yeah, I'm not necessarily on board with it either. But I can read so. I have the benefit of letting you say the dumb things and being able to correct you. But yeah, I would agree that the Week 12 game is probably the most likely. Packers, Giants, if those two teams are sideways at that point of the season, could be bad. I don't think they're going to flex out Chiefs, Patriots in Week 15 market-wise.
No.
I don't know. Not same thing with Lions, Cowboys. Like, they kind of hedge very nicely with the way that they put at least one major market in there that could keep them from flexing. Like, they say that they can flex. Correct me if I'm wrong, they didn't flex a single Monday night game.
Yeah, I said, they don't think they flex a single Monday.
They have the ability to do it, but the way that they hedge this stuff is not really working. By the way, for the listeners of the podcast version of the show, we've got the live YouTube chat. What's up, everybody, in the live YouTube chat here? What's up, DP?
I have week 1 opening lines that just landed in my inbox.
I saw those. We can save those for a little bit from now. Anything else you want to discuss here on this graphic?
On Monday night, no. It is what it is. Chris, how excited are you to start the year with an L?
I'm not excited. 2-2 is what they need to get out of the first month with. 2-2.
So I know the bread of that 4-week sandwich is Buffalo and KC.
That is correct. Dallas and New England.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough stretch. But,
it is,
I mean,
and they
but if you're a contender, you got to go 2-2.
Correct. If they go 1-3, then I'm out. Like I know, after the first month, and I'm out.
Shout out to DP in the chat, by the way. Thanks for you missed my rant about being mad about stuff. Do you want to talk about the Thursday schedule? Do you have the graphic up?
I do. Send it to you? I mean, this graphic you sent me wasn't particularly good. If there's a source you want to throw my direction.
But at least all of these dates appear to be freaking Tuesday or Thursdays. So, like, that's a good start. Sending me a Monday Night Football graphic with Saturdays.
Do you mind sharing then? Because I don't have one readily available.
Oh, you don't have? I thought you had one.
No, I said I don't. I said, but I don't trust your ability to give me a good one.
That is hurtful, Chris. And I don't understand why this is happening right now. I'll send it to you in Discord here. This is really fun for everybody.
Well, we said it was going to be weird.
It's a different kind of show. It is what it is. It's live.
It's a different kind
of
show.
And I'm watching the chat too. Yeah, so me too. This makes it even better.
Okay. This is not true. You already lied. You said every one of these games is a Thursday, and there's a big game that is in yellow. It says Black Friday Football.
So,
This is not a great start for you on the show right
Chris,
now.
Chris, shut up. But speaking of not great starts, is this Black Friday game? Now, when is the Jets' bye week? Do you know?
Their bye week is week 7, I believe. Week 7.
Okay. Because it's not going to quite hit here most likely, but if their bye week was after, this would have been the game where Rodgers went over 65% and you lost the first round pick, which I thought would have been fun.
Yeah, week 7.
As your Black Friday gift.
Week 7 is their bye week.
All right, so so looking at this right away,
God, October 5, I'm out. We did this last year. We literally did this game last year. It's the worst.
It was the worst game, but it was a fun ending. It was a fun ending.
Yes, we had a good watch along for that.
We went nuts. Paige was on there. Ryan broke out the leather helmet. I mean, that was legitimately the best watch along that we did.
But the game was brutal.
A lot of these games are brutal, like Jags Saints, Bucks Bills. The games will be over in the second quarter. I mean, there's some bad, like there's some fun games. Like I think Giants San Fran's gonna be kind of fun. I think
Seahawks Cowboys.
Panthers Bears is gonna be fun. Bryce versus Justin Fields. That's I mean, I'll tune in for that on November 9th.
Agreed.
I'm gonna tune in all. I'm gonna watch all of them. Like
at least it's not Colts all, Broncos like, again or Broncos 49ers. Great point, Alex. Great point.
That's true. Didn't they do the Colts Patriots over and overseas again? Just like
that's a Germany game this year, week 10.
Yeah, that'd been really fun in 2005, but.
Well, that was I made a joke with a friend that they got Chiefs Dolphins, so the trade off was then you also have to take Colts Patriots
this game. Although it's interesting because like I do wonder how many Colts / Patriots fans they might have there, because I imagine that if they were fans in the mid to late 2000s,
then they're Peyton and Brady and those teams. They were fans,
on,
right?
Yeah. Well, also like they were on national TV a lot. Oh, I assume the primetime games were also more available overseas than the random teams.
There is very clearly market research that leads the NFL to want to put those two teams in there. Braden asks if Casey refusing to pay to play the Bears in Germany is true. Certainly feels like it.
I've heard that rumor. I don't know for sure. I know that teams have an opportunity to protect a home game against being moved overseas, and just given like the monetary reasons behind it, I think that would make a lot of sense. I think that that is a game where you're gonna, I mean, that is a really exciting game from a both a in market and TV perspective, but just given the proximity between those two cities and the crossover fan bases and whatnot, so I would not be surprised if that's true.
I have a take. Everybody gather around. I have a take. We're going to learn a lot about the New York Giants in week 3 when they take on the San Francisco 49ers on Thursday Night Football.
Probably will.
That might be our first true indication of what this team is this year.
Chris, do you want to hear some of these schedule notes the NFL just sent out?
Would love. Is that from an official press release?
Yeah, it's literally from the NFL.
I would love to hear what you have to offer, yes.
Okay, some of these are stupid, so I'm just going to ignore the ones that are dumb. Like, I don't care what all this other stuff.
Okay.
All right. 23 games will be Super Bowl rematches, including each of the past two Super Bowls, week 11, Eagles at Chiefs, and week 3, Rams at Bengals. So 23 previous Super Bowl matchups, Chris.
Who cares?
Apparently they do.
Who cares?
14 games in 2023 are rematches from the 2022 playoffs.
That I'm interested in. See, that I'm interested in.
Including the Super Bowl, both championship games, Cincinnati and Kansas City, and all four divisional playoff games. That's fun.
I mean, Paige, I just don't care about like a rematch of Super Bowl IV. I really, you know, I just don't particularly care.
Unless you've been living off the fumes of Super Bowl III your
entire
life. That's right,
baby. Undefeated, never lost in a Super Bowl. 1-0.
Never lost.
Never lost.
The two most recent winners of the Most Valuable Player Award, Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, are scheduled to face off for the first time in their careers.
I'm glad we used the term scheduled there, because we're not guaranteeing that.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is going to break his collarbone by then.
Probably.
The top two picks in the NFL draft are scheduled to meet in week 8.
See?
The Panthers host the Houston Texans, which is the only reason to watch a Panthers-Texans game, by the way. It will be the 5th game in NFL history between rookie starting quarterbacks selected with the first and second overall picks.
2011, Braden. 2011.
It's really been that long, huh?
Since the Jets have been on Sunday Night Football? They haven't had a nationally televised game other than the Thursday night game in forever.
Chris, don't the Jets have like the big four have the longest playoff drought?
After the Kings lit the beam and made it to the playoffs,
the beam was lit,
it now belongs to the New York Jets. Yes, Paige, Panthers Bears is in Chicago November 9th, week 10 on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, Thursday night. Dun, dun. Oh, that's not even know what it is. Now.
That's not the song.
And then for whatever reason, at the bottom of this, they explain the playoffs again, which I don't think I need that, but. I mean, look, like, so go back to Thursday football. Like, the stuff that I'm really looking forward to.
Okay.
Panthers-Bears, I said, just for the QB matchup. Ravens-Bengals the next week. I think November. You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the month of November on Thursday Night Football, because you have back-to-back-to-back-to-back of this. You've got Bryce versus Justin, the Paige DeMacos Bowl. You've got Bengals at Ravens. You've got the Black Friday Dolphins at Jets. Then you have Seahawks at Cowboys. That is a good – that November stretch, those four November Thursday night games are really, really
Tennessee,
strong.
Tennessee and Pittsburgh feel offended that you didn't include them?
I said those four for a very specific reason. Those four.
I will say the conclusion to Thursday night football is not great. Chargers-Raiders might be fun because it's a divisional game.
Well – That Jets Browns thing
could mean a lot.
Wild card implications for both teams.
Could mean a lot. Could mean a lot. Yep.
I
think they did well here. I think this is better than this is initially better than the way I felt, I think, in years past about the way that the schedule has broken down.
Do you want me to send you the Sunday Night Football graphic?
We'd love for you to send me the Sunday Night Football.
All right, so they did this one. I assuming Sunday Night Football is all on Sunday night, but who knows? We haven't been able to do that so far.
I can't wait for the graphic to say like Saturday.
Also, you'll see they made a bold choice here. That did the National Broadcasting Company?
Oh God!
Neon signs.
I'm gonna turn the brightness down on my monitor.
Yeah, they did like neon signs.
Also, Jamie, correct. There's a Thanksgiving game on this, which is not a Sunday.
Well, and also the NFL kickoff game is
right.
Not
so there's two for you.
All right. So we already know about Lions Chiefs,
yep.
Which is. Can
we pause there? Time out.
Yeah, because I do have some thoughts.
Time out. There is nobody that is a member of the TDN staff. There is nobody that has carried this baton stronger than me. There is nobody that is a believer in hashtag our Lions more than I am.
But
we need to calm down with putting the Lions on national TV in week one. Can we just relax, please? Just take a second.
They're going to take a big fat L right off the bat.
Right.
You know, this one's interesting because I feel like I'm having – this is a little spoiler alert, but Justin Mello is going to have an article up. And depending on when you listen to this, if you're listening to this –
could already
live,
be up.
Watching live. Could already be up talking kind of a – not a tongue-in-cheek, but kind of a humorous look at what week one headlines could be. And we're already going to plan for the did we overrate the Lions. Paige, we can do a bet on this. I will take the Chiefs. At home, at Arrowhead.
That game is going to end like 48-35. It's true. It's true. Very offense innovation.
And then you've got Cowboys-Giants, the dream of every TV network to put them on.
Yep.
Dolphins-Patriots, meh, but I mean, they are what they are. Then you've got franchise legacies in Pittsburgh versus Las Vegas. I mean, they're decent teams.
Yep.
They're fine. Chiefs at Jets is the aforementioned first time Rodgers and Mahomes are scheduled to face off against each other. Week five, you've got Cowboys Niners, another legacy game. Week six, Giants Bills, which is fun. Hi, Sam. Welcome to the chat. Week seven, Dolphins Eagles, which I'm all about.
Oh, I cannot wait for that one.
Versus Jalen.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
They're going back to the Alabama stuff, going back to just having all these star talents on the field.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Bears at Chargers.
Sure.
Week nine is Buffalo and Cincinnati, which is, again, that's a big game for me because Buffalo has been, barring the DeMar Hamlin game, which was, in my mind, quickly going to go off the rails for Buffalo before.
Right. They were not playing well in that game.
Happened.
Yeah.
The Bengals owned them.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Bengals own them again on national TV, we're going to have a conversation about where the Bills rank in the pecking order of the AFC contenders.
Jets. I'm using a timeout.
Okay. I'm using
one of my three. Okay. I'm going to go to the
second time you've done this.
I'm going to go to the week. So that means I got one remaining.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the week 10 game for sure. I've decided because it's a Sunday night game and it's going to be in Vegas. And I've got buddies who are Raiders fans. I've already decided that we're going to go. I'm going to go to that one.
Oh, that's cool.
Put in your
PTO.
Who in the NFL building decided, know what? Do you know what the people are clamoring for? They are clamoring for Vikings-Broncos Sunday Night Football. Who came up with that? Who decided that was the best we could do?
Pull up the schedule. Where's week 11? Hold on.
Can we flex that early? Can we flex in week 11? Because we'd like to if we could.
I've got the full schedule announced. Let me see if I can find the full schedule.
ESPN somewhere. Might have it up.
Yeah.
I don't even know if the full schedule
is. No, I know. I've got the NFL. I've got the NFL official page up now. I've got their PDF. All right, so week 11. I'm going to look here, Chris. And you're not even gonna, I'm just going to read names from week 11, and I want you to tell me which game deserves to be. Would you take Vikings Broncos or
this game?
The game I'm about to give you.
It's my favorite game.
Are you
that?
Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, first one, Cowboys-Panthers.
No.
Yeah, no.
I know.
Steelers-Browns.
No.
Bears-Lions.
No.
Chargers-Packers.
No.
I'm starting to think week 11's a problem.
Yeah, week 11, I can understand why they got to this game.
I haven't even got to the good ones yet. Cardinals-Texans.
Oh, yeah, baby. Flex that bad boy right in there. Battle for the it doesn't matter. Cardinals win no matter what in that game. That's a fantastic game for them.
Cardinals, do you want to tie?
I think you want to tie. That's why they won't put the game there. You want to tie.
Titans-Jags. Again,
holy,
we might have a
smokes
problem. No, you know what? No, there is a clear answer here, but there's one clear answer, and I guess they just didn't want to do it. So I imagine this was got like protected or something. But okay, Raiders-Dolphins.
Well, you just had the Raiders in week 10, so.
Yeah. Giants-Commanders.
I mean, maybe, but.
I mean, any combination, I say, okay. Bucks-Niners.
Maybe. No. Probably not, though.
It's a blowout. Seahawks-Rams.
Not really.
Okay. So this is a troubling week, except Jets at Bills.
Oh, well, they can't. They just had the Jets play, so they can't do it 2 weeks in a row. They could, but yeah. TDN going to exclusively stream Cardinals and Texans live for the number one pick bowl. Maybe we'll do a watch along for that one.
Well, it doesn't matter because the Cardinals have it no matter what.
It's fair.
It's the Cardinals versus the Cardinals. They're only going to help and hurt their stock at the same time. By the way, the Monday night game that weekend was Eagles Chiefs. So they make up for it. We got Bengals. So they bookend it like with some like artisan bread. This shit.
This is the second. Yeah. This is the second bread sandwich analogy you have made on this show.
Because you know what the Chargers tweeted out for their Viking schedule is just raw meat between two Pop-Tarts.
I did see this.
So the two Pop-Tarts of between this raw meat here is Bengals at Ravens on Thursday night and Eagles at Chiefs on Monday night. So at least they give us that between whatever the hell week 11 is.
I will say after week 11, I think they've done well here.
Yeah, I think they have done well.
This
here.
Is where you proceed to continue reading the schedule.
Sorry,
I was gonna.
Well, I got an email from Paige, and I was gonna make fun of her until I realized that she sent it to the whole team. Because I'm like, Paige, why did she send it? I'm reading on the air.
She sent it to me.
But
as well.
She sent it to the whole team, yes. So I look like an idiot. What else is new? Okay, speaking of looking like an idiot, Thanksgiving game, 49ers, and which is not a Sunday night game, by the way. They don't have the Thanksgivings on Sundays anymore.
It's true.
Niners Seahawks.
That's a good one.
Then the Sunday night game that week is Ravens Chargers.
You want to talk about a game that could have playoff and wild card implications that late in the season? That's one you circle.
Chiefs Packers in week 13.
It could be fun.
Eagles Cowboys week 14.
That'll be fun.
I'm here for it. Ravens Jags week 15.
I'm in for that.
I love that. That's fun. Bengals Steelers week 16. Those games are always good.
Well, because they're always just chaotic.
They're the AFC North. Like the NFC East gets all the love because they're on TV all the time, but the AFC North playing each other is just always fun. I don't care what the combination is. Bills Chargers week 16 playoff implications. Love that. Week 17 Packers Vikings. So we're gonna play this game in week 17. We're reflexing out of there.
Okay,
we ain't doing any of that. Watching Jaren Hall versus Sean Clifford.
Holy smokes. Where's our guy Hildy at?
All right. So week 17. So these games you can't do anything with. Okay. But no, there's not a Monday night game listed. So
week
I don't
17?
Know.
Week 17?
You know, are they not playing New Year's Day? Is there a bowl? Are they doing a bowl on a Monday, on New Year's Day, or are they just not doing? I'm looking at the Monday night schedule. No, they're not doing a Monday night game this week. Okay. So we have no Monday night game.
Okay.
But we have a Thursday night game.
Okay. We can't move that
Jets
one.
Jets at Browns.
Can't move that one.
And then we have a Saturday night game, which is the Lions at Cowboys. So those games can't move. So now we're debating what could replace. Oh, by the way, I have a very easy option here. And of course, it's going to be the last one again, but I digress.
We'll do the bit.
Okay. Dolphins, Ravens.
We could move that one.
That's an easy yes.
Yeah. You're
picking that over Packers, Vikings. Yes.
Yes.
Patriots, Bills.
No, thank you.
No.
The Bills just played the week before too, so.
Falcons, Bears.
No, thank you. Yeah.
Titans, Texans.
No, thank you. No, pass. Hard pass.
You want to watch Will Levis, CJ?
You want an ESPN Plus game? I got an ESPN Plus game for you. Put that one on there.
That's an ESPN Ocho game. Raiders, Colts.
No, thank you.
No. Panthers, Jags. Nah. Rams, Giants. Nah.
No.
Cardinals, Eagles. Nah.
No.
Saints, Bucks.
Oh, the Jonathan Gannon revenge game, though.
Stop it. Niners, Commanders, probably not. Steelers, Seahawks is kind of interesting. We match Super Bowl 40, Chris. You remember Super Bowl 40? It's one of those rematches we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Chargers, Broncos.
Maybe.
Eh. This is the answer.
The Chargers just played the week before, though.
This is the answer. It's Bengals, Chiefs. That's the answer.
I'm sorry.
CBS is saying, uh-uh.
Well, of course.
That's the game.
But you're telling me we had Bengals-Chiefs as an option here and it didn't get in there? What are we doing?
Yeah, Bengals-Chiefs is the option here. And then Week 18 is I believe, still undecided. Well, it's
to be determined.
The entire schedule.
Right, they'll make the determine. They'll announce that schedule when we're...
Yeah, there'll be two Saturday games, a ton of Sunday games. I mean, they have the matchups, I see. Here, but well, they don't have the times or whatever.
Right, because it's going to depend on...
But okay, so let's do that then. What should be, as of right now, if we had to pick it, I'm going to read you the names.
Okay.
All right, let's see who's in contention, who should be... Obviously, this will be determined by, you know, if there's a game to decide playoffs or not, or division or not. We know how that goes. But if we're going just on entertainment value, who would we pick here? These are going to be obviously all divisional games. So we have Seahawks at Cardinals, Steelers at Ravens, Bucks at Panthers, Browns at Bengals, Vikings at Lions, Bears at Packers, Texans at Colts, Chiefs at Chargers gets a nice star for me.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos at Raiders.
No, thank you.
Bills Dolphins gets a nice star for me. Jets Patriots.
No, thank you.
Boy, it could be hilarious if Bill knocks the Jets out of the playoffs the last week. Falcons at Saints. Eagles Giants potential star.
Nah.
Yeah, the Giants probably aren't going to be good enough. Rams at Niners.
Nope.
Jags at Titans.
Nope.
Cowboys and Commanders. So
nope.
We're putting Chiefs, Chargers, or Bills, Dolphins?
Well, just based on pure way we feel about the teams, yes.
Sure.
Those games might not matter. They might not matter. Texans and Colts is the correct answer 100% of the time? No. No.
Somebody's got to win that. Oh, I guess the Jags are going to win that division by a lot.
Do we want to do the week one odds?
Sure.
Instant bets. Instant thoughts on how we would.
So week one opening lines is a courtesy of our friends and our platonic friends at Bet Online.
Okay, I don't know why you felt that you needed to make that distinction,
just wanted to make it very clear that they're platonic friends. Thursday night football season opener.
Yep,
the Detroit Lions.
Yep,
at the Kansas City. Let's do this, Christian. You got to guess the line.
I know this one. It's 5.5.
Okay, well, it's not on Bet Online. So,
oh, is it 6.5?
It's not 6.5. It is 7. The Chiefs are favored by 7, Chris.
Okay.
So I'm going to make you guess the lines for these games since I already know them now.
Okay.
Green Bay Packers at the Chicago Football Bears.
Packers minus 1.
No, Bears minus 2.5.
I think I might take the Packers in that game.
There's right now no faith in Jordan Love. Yeah. And I've talked about the Justin Field type.
Yeah, I'm in. Packers plus 2.5.
Can you see if Paige is still watching?
I can't, but
I'm not gonna comment.
But if she is, she just heard what I said, so I'm gonna be in trouble. It's all right.
Bengals at Browns.
Okay. Well, we just priced in that we don't know what Jordan Love is. So we're gonna price in the fact that Deshaun Watson was not very good last year. I'll go Bengals minus 5.5.
Bengals minus 3.
I think that number's a little low. I think that's a good price to get the Bengals at.
Okay. Chris is going to do a teaser here. I could feel it.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is one.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and quarterback to be determined at the Minnesota Vikings. Has Burrow not beaten the Browns? As Braden says, let's see.
No, that can't possibly.
Let's see. Hold on. I will find that before we talk about Tampa. Let's figure this out here on the fly.
That can't possibly
be Bengals against
correct.
The Cleveland Browns. Okay, so they did win on December 11th of last year. I assume Joe Burrow played in that game, but maybe I'm wrong. But they did lose the previous 5. So I think I'm a – did Joe Burrow play in that game?
I don't remember him not playing in that game.
He not, yeah.
So I think last year he changed.
But that was the first time. But they had lost.
Holy
they had.
Smokes.
They've only beat the Browns twice since 2017. Believe it or not.
Okay.
Interesting.
What game
Doesn't
am I now
I feel
predicting?
It. Sorry, you're the Tampa Bay Mayfield Trasks against Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota.
It's in Minnesota.
It is. That's why I said him twice, Chris.
Vikings minus 6.5.
Very close. Vikings minus 7.
I'll take that a win. That's a win.
I'll give you the margin. Houston Texans with presumably C.J. Stroud starting week one against the Baltimore Ravens. Presumably Lamar Jackson starting week one.
Well, I don't think there's anything presumable about it. He's signed there.
Yeah, he's pulled a hamstring between now and then.
As long as he doesn't get hurt, we should be good. I'll go Ravens minus 8.5.
Very close again, minus 9.
Okay, that's 2 for 2.
Again, that's within the margin for you.
Yeah, we're good.
The game of the week, the Arizona Cardinals versus the Washington Commanders.
Is this on the board? They're taking bets on this?
Yes, this will be Clayton Tune versus Sam Howell.
I have to now try to predict this line, and I have no idea. It's in Washington?
It is in Washington.
This is probably wrong, and I'm being a coward.
Whoever loses has to sell their team first.
I'll just take Washington minus 1. I just think that's probably. Right.
It's Commanders minus 3.5.
3.5?
The Cardinals? Who are the Cardinals? The
Commanders are not that good. Sorry to our guy Ryan Fowler, but they're just not
that good. They're saying they're essentially even on a neutral field.
I don't know what Sam Howell is.
Terrible.
Sam Howell, we have no idea.
I know what the Cardinals are.
You don't know what Clayton Tune is. You have no idea. You've never seen him take a snap. Never seen him take a snap.
Not for the Cardinals. I have seen him take a snap. Titans and Saints, Chris. The fighting Derek Carrs.
Love him so much. I do.
Love him so much. Was it Saints minus 15.5? What do you think?
No, I wish. I'll do Saints minus 5.5.
No, Saints minus 2.5.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. The Titans are terrible, dude. I'll be betting that one as well. That's going.
Are you running to
the teaser. That's going in the teaser. Don't worry.
Yeah. So right now you've got like a Titans, Bengals, Packers teaser.
I have a Saints, Bengals, Packers teaser right now.
Saints,
yes,
Bengals, Packers.
That's 3-team teaser at the moment.
The Philadelphia Eagles at the New England Patriots. Is this the Tom Brady ceremony
the return game? Is it in Philly?
No. Because, Chris, have you not understood this? The second team I say is the home team.
I thought you said the Eagles second, so that's fine.
No, the Eagles and the Patriots. In a rematch of Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay, good luck. There's two of them that you have to pick. Yeah, you have two shots at this. You have two shots at this.
I was thinking about the Jacksonville one first, and then was it 39? 39 the Jacksonville one?
You're talking about the Donovan McNabb one, correct?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Let's see.
38?
39,
very
nailed
good,
it.
Very good.
I don't remember what the Knicks one was. 40-something? 45? No. 46? I don't know. So what was the Nick Foles one?
I don't know. 40-something?
48? Somebody help me here.
52, apparently. We were very, very off.
I was very off. I'm getting old.
So I don't want to give the Patriots the minus 3. The standard minus rate home. The Eagles are going to be favored, but how much are they going to be favored by? I think it is Eagles minus 4.5.
Close. Eagles minus 3.5.
Okay. I feel good about that.
Panthers at Falcons. Bryce Young versus Desmond Ridder. Or excuse me, Andy Dalton versus Desmond Ridder. Young has not been named the starter yet.
Falcons minus 2.
Minus 3.
They punted that game. They just gave him the old standard. They said, here you go. Here's 3 points. Game. There you go.
Yeah, that guy screwed.
They didn't think about it too much.
Jaguars at Colts.
Who knows who the quarterback is? Who knows?
I mean, there's a legitimate chance that it's not Richardson week one.
Jags minus 5.5.
Oh, my God. The Gardner Minshew revenge game, Chris.
Jags minus 5.5.
Jags minus 3, which I think is too low.
5.5 feels like a great number. I feel like I handicapped that one very well.
Niners at Steelers.
Niners at Steelers. We have no earthly idea who the starting.
I would presume
Sam Darnold. That's my assumption.
Quarterback week one. That Kenny is my Pickett. Assumption as well.
Give me Steelers minus 3. Just the standard 3.
No, Chris, you're way off. Niners minus 3.
Niners minus 3. Really,
Chris? The books think the Niners are going to win 13 games.
Well, that's I think a little. I think that's ridiculous.
So just remember how high they are on the Niners. Raiders at Broncos.
Raiders?
In the game that we probably would have been forced to watch in the second header of the doubleheader on Monday night if they did a doubleheader.
Raiders at Broncos.
Jimmy G versus
Braden,
Russell
Wilson. Don't accuse me of not trying. I went on a stretch where I got like three in a row, okay? I had one blunder. Everything else I was relatively close. Yeah. I had a blunder, okay? It's allowed. You're allowed to make mistakes. It's live, okay?
We're live, pal.
So the Raiders at the Oh god, what is Vegas gonna do with Sean Payton and Russell Wilson?
Well, Vegas is gonna go to Denver and play the Broncos.
I hate you.
That's
so
why
much.
It's the Raiders versus the Broncos.
I despise you at the moment. I
said that before.
Broncos minus two.
You pulled this one out. Broncos minus 1.5. So I'm glad you got that there. Rams, presumably healthy.
I have no idea.
Of what's left of them, at least, at the Seahawks.
No, we've got to be all in on the Seahawks. Seahawks minus 4.5.
Seahawks minus 4.
Let's go. See, Braden? Tell me I'm not trying. Sorry.
Dolphins at Chargers in the which quarterback should have gone first bowl?
Dolphins at Chargers. Dolphins are pretty good. I think so are the Chargers. So if we're going to default to the minus three position, do we want to move in either direction with that? No, I feel pretty comfortable. Chargers minus three.
Right on the money.
There it is. It was bad, Braden. I have no problem admitting it. It was very bad. I did not think it through.
Yeah, it was
well.
A bad try.
It was not great.
Sunday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys versus New York Giants.
It's in New York, yeah?
It is in New York. It's in New Jersey.
Now,
it's in New York.
Now, I will tell you, the books are gonna move this number.
Sure, before you talk, back-to-back primetime games at MetLife because the Jets are hosting the Monday night game the next night.
Great. Can't wait for the field to be a disaster and somebody to hurt themselves on Monday Night Football. That's going to be fantastic.
Aaron Rodgers, question mark?
Great. Just what I need. At least they'll keep the pick. At least they'll keep the pick.
Yeah, you only give up a second round pick at that point. Okay, Cowboys Giants. Get you off the train of thought here.
They're gonna price in some Cowboys money here, which
that's
is
what I say. You gotta remember,
I know.
Cowboys tax.
Yeah, I know, and it's the only team that really has this type of implication.
I would say the Chiefs have a tax now.
Why, Sam? Why would you even specifically say that out loud? Like
I almost
what is wrong with you? Oh my goodness! Why would you even say such a thing out loud?
Well, 18,000 other receivers, they're fine because they won't cut Corey.
They
Davis,
will not cut Corey Davis. It won't happen.
Randall Cobb.
Cowboys.
You're efforting right now.
I am. I'm efforting hard. I want to get this one. I'm going to feel dumb when I do this, but I'm going to say Cowboys minus two.
Cowboys minus 2.5.
Oh, let's go. I felt good. I felt good about it.
I feel good about it. All right, the last one, Chris. Bills at Jets. Monday Night Football. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
I think it's going to be Bills minus two.
Bills minus one.
Wow. Okay. So
it's a lot of respect for the Jets.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of respect.
Not a lot. It's a little respect for the Jets.
It's respect for the guy wearing number eight. I mean, that's what it is. Because the rest of the team doesn't deserve that.
Will Levis?
Yeah, it's Will Levis. Well, I see a nice teaser formulating for me for week one when we do our week one bets. I already see a nice teaser formulating for the betting show that we're going to do. And by the betting show, I mean just the betting episode of Prospects and Props when we give out our bets for the week.
All right, Chris. So I want to peruse the schedule to kind of find the hidden gems. We talked about the night games.
Okay.
We talked about prime time, and obviously we talked a lot about week one, as we should have. But I would like to peruse.
It's a good word.
Just the potential. I'm just going to look at the regular season schedule here. And by the way, we'll get deep in this because we're going to have to go on Prospects and Props and go back and talk about some win totals and some updated stuff now that we see this. But I'm going to take a look at some of these other weeks here, okay. Chris, and I might be able to filibuster as I talk.
You tell me the week and I'll pull it up.
All right. Well, right now I'm just looking through. So I'm looking at week two.
Okay.
I'm just trying to. I'm going through. I want to find like where are the other hidden gems that aren't on prime.
Baltimore, Cincinnati.
But non-divisional ones because we already kind of know they're going to play each other.
Twice, Kansas City at Jacksonville.
Chiefs, Jacksonville is a really good example. That is a fun one. I think even Jets, Cowboys.
That should be fun.
Is a fun game.
Can't wait for Giants, Cardinals. Man, just sign me up. Get my popcorn ready for that one. Oh boy.
Daniel Jones and Colt McCoy. Can't wait. Trying to look here, week three.
There's not a lot.
No, there
no,
really
I'm
isn't.
Out on week three. I'm out on week three.
Yeah, week three is not. I'm not feeling it. Week four, no, Dolphins, not. Bills. What we already talked about.
We're not going to do
divisional
games.
I
don't love a lot in week four. I'm out on week four.
Yeah, because everything about the prime time.
I'm moving to week five. Oh, Kansas City, Minnesota's fun.
Is it?
I think so. I think it'll be fun.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Do we want to discuss Giants, Dolphins?
No.
Okay.
No, but I do want to discuss the next week, Seahawks at Bengals in week six.
I hadn't gotten to week six yet. Hold on here.
Well, now you're at week six.
Eagles, Jets.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You want to be taken seriously, Aaron. There's the game for you. There is the game to go win.
Again, that is the other piece of the bread, as I remember.
That is the other piece of the bread, yes. The bread being the Bills primetime game and then that game. I'd like to roll week seven. It's not loading. The page
well,
is now.
Lions Ravens at the top is
Lions Ravens is good.
I take that one. That's probably
that's it. Because we're not
Chargers Chiefs, but that's division. So right. Like everything yeah. else is yeah, yeah. It's kind of
we're
what
talking
it is.
Non-division, non-primetime games, right? So that's yeah. what we're searching for. I got one for you in week eight. Let's see if we can come to the same conclusion here. I got one.
All right. So let's say it on three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Browns, Seahawks.
Okay. So we went different directions.
And we also, none of us said Bengals, 49ers, which feels like an oversight on our part.
Yeah.
Feels like we went to, we tried to make that a little more difficult than it needed
yeah.
to be.
Yeah, we did. Bengals, 49ers. Oh, yeah. I need, do the Eagles and Niners play? The Eagles and Niners play somewhere in here, don't they?
Probably. Why?
Because I need the Niners to stop bitching and freaking moaning about their quarterback getting hurt.
Okay.
8 months later.
Well, no, because then you don't. Because if they beat the Eagles with a healthy quarterback, then it's not going to stop. It's just going to continue. They're going to be like, see,
but they won't do it.
They're going to see.
Chris,
told
let's
you.
Be fair. It's the Niners. They're not going to have a healthy quarterback. Let's be honest.
That's fair.
Week nine. Seahawks Ravens.
Okay. Well, you can't pick this. You can't. Can we pick the Germany game? Is that prime time?
No.
Does that count as prime time? By itself, it's 7:30
well, it's
in the morning.
Not even prime time in Germany. It looks like it's a 3:30 p.m. start in Germany. So whatever.
Seahawks Ravens is good.
Yeah,
that's about it for me.
Colts Panthers from just rookie QB standpoint.
Yeah,
I mean that point. Yeah, I expect right. you know. I'd watch Richardson versus Bryce.
I mean, I'll watch
Cowboys,
it because I'll
Cowboys,
have
Cowboys Eagles. Is also
I'm going to spend $400 on Red Zone this season. So yeah, I'll.
I think you can. You can't buy.
I'm buying the pass to watch Jets games. So, and I'm adding Red Zone. So it's going to cost me like $400.
Jesus.
Well, that's
why they're going to be on primetime all the time now.
It's true. I got it.
You're going to say something disrespectful.
No, I'm not. Very incredibly respectful.
All right, Chris. I Saints Vikings, isn't it?
That's not the one I'm picking. Week 10.
Yeah,
I'm surprised you haven't seen it yet.
Oh, the Lions Chargers.
Lions Chargers, baby. That's the game.
I thought you were gonna like go on some Derek Carr diatribe, and I got scared.
No.
Week 11, we already know what we're punting into the sun, right? That was the one we sent into.
We sent that week to the moon.
Yeah.
Could we play a game on the moon? Could that be the next expansion for the NFL? Could we play a game on the moon?
Zero gravity football would be interesting.
It would be tough. Okay, now we have to do Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, which every game is in primetime apparently in this week. Bills Eagles is the obvious answer. Like, I think we can just
We can do that and move on.
We can move on with our lives. Week 13. Niners Eagles.
Niners Eagles. We found it.
The cry bowl. Let's get it over with.
All right.
That's it. I'm not even gonna tarnish.
I found the game in week 14. I found it.
Is it Bills Chiefs?
It's gonna be Bills Chiefs. That's gonna be the game for me, if that's all right with everybody else.
I think week 15. I think it's to be determined. I think that's my most exciting game that I've seen so far.
Week 15.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of to be determined still because they haven't decided what they're gonna do on Saturday.
For week 15.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the week 15 schedule. I've got it all listed here.
They still haven't fully decided. Look, Chris, I'll show you. Do you want me to show you the official NFL schedule release here?
Yeah, I'm on ESPN's website, and they have games listed in.
Well, they can have games listed in. Obviously, they have games, but not times and days yet.
They have times for some of the games. Yeah.
For some of them, but they still haven't figured out Saturday's schedule yet. I'm trusting the NFL because this is the NFL.
I don't know why you would do that.
Eagles, Seahawks, Cowboys, Bills.
Yep.
Jets, Dolphins.
That, we can't pick division games. We already set that as a rule.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Week 16 is Christmas. Yeah, I know. We're not up to that game. We're not. We're at that week now.
Now we are.
Oofa. Well, we can't pick any of the games. We have to pick a game.
Not Cowboys Dolphins.
That was the game I was going to pick, but yeah, it's the only real good one.
Week 18 we've already discussed, so we'll end here at week 17.
I've got it.
Dolphins Ravens.
That's the one.
Bengals Chiefs. Oh no, Bengals Chiefs.
I'd like to pick two for that week. I would like to use our week 11 our pick here. I'd like to carry it over and use it here. That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah, we need to move some stuff around, but yeah. So there is the. I want to see if there's any other scheduling quirks that people have tweeted about, but I feel like we've touched on a lot of this stuff yet.
Yeah, and to kind of wrap up here, you know, Jamie and I are going to go at some point go back through and, you know, relook at the win totals that we did a couple of weeks ago for all of these teams. Now that the draft is over, now that we know the schedule, now that we know the order in which they are going to play these games, and we'll be able to we'll have that for you in the near future.
All right, but we should end with this, Chris.
Okay.
We should make you do go through the Jets schedule.
Okay. I did it earlier.
Okay, so I'll let you talk about it now. So let me pull it up.
Yeah.
And we'll
Yeah, you pull it up, you can give me the game, and I'll talk through it.
And we'll do talk me through it. So yep. We're gonna start off with the home game against the Buffalo Football Bills.
I think that's an L.
Okay. So you're gonna take an L right away. Then you're going to have a home game against the Patriots.
You skipped week two against the Cowboys, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. You know why? Here's why, Chris.
I don't know why you skipped
week two. I'll explain to you why, Chris, because I'm looking at the way that the Jets website has this up, and they have this fun little like splash graphic here at the very top. But they decided they want to go left, right, left, right, left, right in orders instead of up, down.
Yep.
And I just wasn't ready for it.
Ah, okay.
So you're right. All right. So, okay. So they're taking a loss at the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Now they play at the Dallas Cowboys.
And they're going to win that football game. They're going to be 1-1. Okay.
Now they get to play the Patriots at home.
They're going to finally break the streak at home in their own building. They're going to beat the Patriots.
Home against Kansas City.
They're going to lose to the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
We're at the 2-2 that we've discussed.
Yep. That's, all right. Yep.
So soon to be 3-3 here, but we'll talk about this in a second. At
correct.
The Denver Broncos.
They're going
to
win this football game.
And then they're going to lose to
the Philadelphia Eagles. So they're going to be 3-3
right,
going
so 3-3
into the bye.
3-3 going into the bye.
Yep.
Okay. They travel all the way to their home stadium to face the Giants on the road.
Yep. They're going to win that game.
Okay. They just have 10 home games this year.
So yes, they do.
Home against the Chargers.
They're going to beat the Chargers at home on Monday Night Football.
All right. At the Las Vegas Raiders.
They're going to defeat the Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay. At the Buffalo Bills.
They're going to lose to the Buffalo Bills.
Versus the Miami Dolphins.
They're going to...
Okay, on Prime.
That's Black Friday. That's the Black Friday game.
Black Friday. The BF screwed me up. I'm like...
They are going to beat the Miami Dolphins at home.
Okay.
What do I have them at right now?
You now have them at 7-4.
Yep, okay. That tracks with what I did when I did it.
All right, so now we're into December.
Yep.
You got home against the Falcons and home against the Texans.
They're going to win both of those games.
Okay.
I'm assuming Rodgers' health when doing this, just to be fair to everybody. Like, I think if Rodgers gets hurt,
well,
this is... Okay. Just want to make it clear.
Sure. I feel like there's no reason not to at this point.
Correct.
Right? So, at Miami.
They're going to lose to Miami in Miami.
Okay. So there's Miami split. Home against the Washington Commies.
They will beat the Washington Commanders.
And then two road games. At Cleveland, at New England.
They will beat Cleveland... And they will lose.
Short week on the road?
They will beat Cleveland on the road.
Okay.
And they will then, heartbreakingly, to tear every Jets fan's heart out, they will lose to Bill in New England, and that will be the game that probably knocks them out.
Well, they're 11-6 at this point.
Do I have them at 11?
Yeah.
Oh, do I really? Okay, then I gotta go. I have to go back and find some because I don't think they're gonna get to 11.
So that's 11-6.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna be okay, Chris.
No, I think
they're gonna knock them out of anything.
No, I think then we need to go back and change some because I don't like 11. 11 is too strong for me. I didn't know that I was gonna get to 11 on the first run.
I was saying, like, I don't know what they're.
No.
I mean, you're knocking them down from the 5 seed to the 6 seed, maybe, but like. I mean, I guess it's possible at 11, but like, okay, so here are the games that are interesting. Like, at Dallas is losable. I think
week 3 is losable at home against New England. I don't care what anybody says. Until they beat them, it's a losable game.
I also think that
the Chargers. That Chargers game is losable.
Like here's the three. I think the four losable games that you gave them wins. Although I think splitting with the Patriots is fine.
I split with everybody in the division. Other than the Bills.
You had them losing the Bills. Right. So I'm going to take out the division. So the games that we're looking at, you gave them wins that we might need to assess. At Dallas.
Yep.
Week two.
Yep.
Home Chargers in week 9. And I know you're going to hate me on this.
Week 10 at the Raiders?
No. Week 17 at Cleveland on a short week.
Absolutely.
It's a road on a short week after playing a watch.
No, that's fair.
And you buys early in the year, so you've now played a bunch of games. So, again, I'm not – they're a better team than Cleveland, but – Cleveland's not terrible, especially if Deshaun's something, and that's a short week on the road. That
100%.
That could be a little risky. So,
I will tell you, the NFL scheduling gods have gifted the Jets the opportunity to absolutely roll through December to the playoffs.
Yes.
Atlanta, Houston, at Miami, Washington, at Cleveland, at New England. They could, in theory, run the table.
Yes. I think from the time you take the L in Buffalo,
they could run the table.
Black Friday,
they could run the table.
You could. I think at that point you're going to be favored in all but one game. I think you won't be favored in Miami,
right.
But otherwise, I think you'll be favored everywhere else.
Yep. So it's up to them. They can take it. The schedule, and Jamie, you know this. I have been very critical of what I thought this team was going to be because of the way the schedule looked for them. They have what we have referred to as the sandwich in the beginning.
Yes.
And when they get out of that sandwich, there's an opportunity. So they have to get to the bye at least 3-3.
Well, Chris, that's a great point. Because that's what I was going to bring.
However they get there, they got to get there.
We talked about the first 4 week sandwich, but now let's talk about the pre-bye sandwich here. And it's more so like, I guess this would be a Big Mac because you got the bread at the top, which is Buffalo.
Yep.
And you've got that center bread in Kansas City, and then you got the bottom bun in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And then the various toppings in between. So that's the area where they can really screw things up.
Mm-hmm.
If you just come out of that 500, I think you're going to be feeling 500 and relatively healthy. I think you're going to be feeling really good about the Jets. But if they're 2-4, and
also, can I say something?
It's going to be a little scary.
1-5 is not off the table with that schedule.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. And at that point, it's a disaster. And it's New York, so it becomes exponentially worse.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I will say the schedule, gives me more confidence. But that is what I'm going to tell myself for the rest of the summer. They have to get to the bye 3-3. If they do that, they are going to have a chance to do more than I thought they would this season.
Yes.
If they don't... And I'm here to tell you, if they are 2-4 and they come out of the bye and they lose to the Giants, pack it up. Get the boxes ready. People can just start looking for new places to live because it is going to devolve quickly.
So also, Chris, with 6 primetime games, the Jets can only be flexed one more time.
Yeah.
So that's a note on their website.
If I had to pick the games, week 15 at Miami... week 11 at Buffalo, although they're just on Sunday Night Football the week prior, and that would be 3 straight primetime games, so that would be a little
4 straight, because they'd go right to prime, because the other game is
really,
Black
it
Friday.
It doesn't really count, but yeah, okay. At Miami.
Yeah, but they might not want to do Sunday night in too short week. Or maybe they don't care.
Is there a difference between Sunday at 1 p.m. and Sunday night, truly?
6 hours, Chris.
All right, on that note, that's going to do it for us here on this TDM Premium / Prospects and Props recording. Hope everybody enjoyed hanging out with us here, discussing the schedule release, discussing our initial thoughts. Obviously, more content coming on this soon. Appreciate everybody hanging out in the live chat. Appreciate everybody who's listening to this back in the podcast feed next day. And again, a lot more content when it comes to the schedule now that it is officially released. And go ahead, go wild. Use my third favorite website on the internet, playoffpredictors.com. Go ahead and do it. Do the thing and start putting in all those records and see what you have there. So appreciate everybody making this a part of their day, whether you did so in the live show or you're listening to the podcast afterwards. We greatly do appreciate it. We'll talk to everybody later.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Hey friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.